Hello, and welcome to Astrology Today, your regular look at the planetary movements and how astrology may affect and hopefully improve your life. Hi there, I'm Norma Lachance. I'm your host. I'm a life coach, a mathemagician, and an inspired astrologer. And you've joined me for the week perspective, for planetary ingresses, and for the daily transits. Let's have a look up in the sky. Welcome to the podcast and welcome to Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024, start of the week here. And obviously the big thing dominating today and this week is the full moon that's happening. Depends on when you hear my podcast, obviously, but later in the day, today it will be exact. So we're going to talk all about the full moon in Scorpio, snap, as I like to say. But I also wanted to just mention that it's the last week of April here and your last chance to send your questions for the April mailbag. So your questions can encompass, a variety of things. It might be something specific about your chart, or it might be a general concept, something you've heard on the podcast or read online and you want to know more about. Always interested in what's on the minds of my listeners. So please send those my way. The best way to get a hold of me, of course, is through my email. That's astrologydiva@gmail.com. And please, if you are sending a question for the mailbag, put April mailbag in the subject line so I know that it stands out and I can get to that question right away. Okay, let's get to these themes for the week. All right, having a look at the moon, just newly arrived in Scorpio, obviously preparing itself for the full moon. And yeah, it's just newly arrived here. So Scorpio is fixed water. So water tends to bring forward emotions. Fluidity is something we speak about, but it is fixed. And so these tend to be deep. I say snap because I love the glyph or the symbol for Scorpio because it's an M, but it's got a tail on it, representing the tail of a Scorpio. And so, this is fixed. And so I like to say they either want to, kill you or kill for you. And there's really no in between there. So these emotions are very distinct. They're deep. I think of it like detective-like feelings coming forward, or feeling really comfortable in this inquisitive sort of detective-like stance. These are all things that we can expect as the moon moves through all the degrees of Scorpio. Well, you must be feeling pretty lucky today because I'm not going to make you wait all the way to the end of the podcast. We're going to talk about the full moon now, as it is definitely dominating what's going on. Keep in mind now, eclipse season is over, right? The last new moon, we had a solar eclipse. So now we're moving into the regular lunations, as we say. And so here a full moon, remember what that is? That's the opposition between the moon and the sun. And so it's halfway through the lunar cycle. Here we have the moon in Scorpio, and that's why we say it's a full moon in Scorpio, opposite the sun, also kind of newly arrived in Taurus. And oppositions they're interesting animals, right? It's called a tense aspect. And so there's this, kind of competition for your attention between the opposition. It's kind of a teeter-totter effect. You can think of it that way. I love Sue Tompkins' analogy of you're in your house and the front doorbell rings and the back doorbell rings and you have to choose. Am I going to open the front door or the back door? And so yes, it's this constant swinging between the energies of the two ends. So on one hand, we have, as I said earlier, the moon in Scorpio. So balancing sort of deep emotions and instincts there with the sun in Taurus. So our hero's journey, our goals, the things that we're searching for, moving towards based on Taurus, in a Taurian way, physical pleasure, loyalty, and security. These are the kind of what we're grappling with this full moon. The other thing to think about with full moons is it can represent sort of the completion of something. I like to think of it like the harvest, when there's a celebration and sort of, that project's coming to fruition. You can think of it that way. It can also be a time of like, I set some goals or intentions for myself at the last new moon. do I want to double down on those? Is that something that I want to continue doing? Or am I going to switch directions? So it's an opportunity to do that as well. Now, got a little bit of added flavor for this full moon, and it's a fixed T-squared. So on top of this opposition that we have between the moon and the sun, both of those planets are squaring into Pluto, right? So Pluto actually rules Scorpio. So it really adds an extra flavor to this fixed water perspective that's definitely coming forward. And remember how the apex planet, which is what Pluto is in this case, how it works is it can either be sort of the access point where all the energy flows towards, or it can be the catalyst that kind of gets things going in this teeter-totter effect of the opposition. So Pluto is this planet of it's really slow moving. It's very powerful. It represents transformation, you know, death and birth. I think of it kind of like the phoenix rising after, you know, big change, or when you kind of purge and let go of a lot of stuff. So that can be a place where, as we're trying to balance these deep emotions with our goals of physical pleasure and loyalty, what are we purging? What are we getting rid of to make that happen? And or perhaps in the transformation that has caused the teeter-totter effect of us having to figure out, you know, our emotions and where we're at, you know, in a deep, passionate way, and any goals we have for security or loyalty or physical pleasure. Well, let's look at the last piece of the puzzle here, and that is when I get to pull out some individual charts, always my favorite, and I know you like that too. And really, this is an opportunity to look at, you know, what part of my life is this going to affect me, Norma? Basically, the question is, what does this have to do with me? Blah, 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 on and on about oppositions and fixed T-squareds. And really, what does this have to do with me? It's what everybody wants to know. Well, it's what my partner wants to know all the time. So with house placement in a full moon, it's two houses because it's again, this idea of opposition. And so we have two opposing houses. In other words, two areas of your life that may be affected by this full moon. So with no further ado, let's have a look at my partner's chart. So for him, he's got, you know, Sun and Taurus in the fourth house, opposite the moon and Scorpio in the 10th. Now, some could argue this is this classic, you know, work-life balance. So, you know, fourth house represents your home, your foundation, you know, any kind of home projects that are going on. It can also represent, you know, your roots or your ancestry. And that's opposed to the 10th house, which is at the top of your chart. So it's your social status, your career, your reputation, what you're known for. So for him, this could be a balancing act of, you know, any kind of home projects or goals that he has around that and fortifying that. And I say fortifying because it's in Taurus, and that's opposite, you know, perhaps some emotional inventory of his career, of his social status, of his reputation, maybe being like a detective of, you know, using that gut feel. And I say gut feel because it's the moon, in terms of, you know, where he's at with his social status and his career. Okay, moving on, got a great email from Clara, who sent me their chart, and it's fantastic. So here for Clara, there's the Sun in Taurus in the sixth house, opposite the moon in Scorpio in the 12th house. So here, sixth house themes include your health, daily routines, anything you're doing kind of on a daily basis. It can also be your work environment or your workmates, again, kind of connecting into that sort of daily part. So I'm wondering if, you know, Clara may have some goals around their, you know, their health and any daily routines they have for their physical strength or their physical body. Again, I say that because it's in Taurus. This is opposite the moon in Scorpio in the 12th. Now, Clara did share with me that they use whole signs as their charts. I use Placidus, so that's why the moon is in the 12th house in Scorpio. And here's some emotional delving, or maybe, you know, kind of pulling back to do that emotional inventory. And What's interesting about Clara's chart is that this full moon is hitting their Mercury, which is also in Scorpio, and very tightly. So it's conjunct Mercury in Scorpio, which kind of tells me you might be getting some messages, you know, perhaps. Again, that detective life-like theme, but these are messages or information or ideas, thoughts around, you know, this emotional depth and how it perhaps can help support your daily habits or things that you might be working on in terms of, you know, fortifying your physicalness on a daily basis. Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Last chart here is from Key. And Key, I want to tell you, thank you so much for sending the email. Unfortunately, you didn't give me your exact location, where you were born. You said Queensland. That's a pretty big area if you know anything about Australia. Anyways, so I can't speak specifically about your houses. If you want to resend that to me, I can certainly look at it next time. But I did want to point out that that this particular full moon is hitting your Venus, which is in Scorpio. And so the moon is right on this Venus. And in your natal chart, Key, you have Venus retrograde, which really speaks to perhaps this full moon may be a time for you to initiate some sort of inner sensations of relationship or how you connect with others, how you are loving and being loved. May have something to do with, you know, self-love as well. So that might trigger, you know, a pathway for you to kind of research that a little bit for yourself. And I use the word research because, of course, it's in Scorpio, which is all about the detective and researching things. I did want to point out that I noticed in your chart that you've just recently had, about the end of February, beginning of March, a nodal return. And that just means that your north node, south node have returned to their natal position. And it's about an 18 or 19 year cycle that's come to an end and a beginning. So this might be a process, you might be in the process of resetting or refiguring, you know, your direction or purpose or your path in life. That is your podcast for today. Yes, I did ramble on a little bit there, so I hope you got something out of that. I'm always interested in what's on the minds of my listeners, so if you have any feedback for me or questions, certainly send those my way. Best way to get a hold of me is, of course, through my email. That's astrologydiva@gmail.com. All right, I hope you have a fantastic day, and I look forward to speaking to you again very soon.